Good evening, Audio Boo. This is a very quick update. Not that I've got a lot to say, really, but I haven't got much battery left either, and I'm downstairs. Ronan's just making me a Tassimo tea, which is very much appreciated. Niall's chewing his bone, I think. He's about to. Lammy's walking around, and Obi and Connor are upstairs, and the cats are all hanging around somewhere. I thought it was going to start to rain earlier, because apparently it came over really dark, but it was only like drizzle, and we had a bit of rain this morning, but again, not much. But it's still quite humid, and it was warm when the sun was out earlier. Is my tea done yet? All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, mate. I just wanted to say, Ronan's talking to Chief Wackaboo-boo. I just wanted to say that in the vets, Niall wasn't the dog that was kept really straining on the lead and panting and whining. The only thing he did occasionally was just go, hoo, 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 hoo. He wasn't the one going, the whole time. That was not him. It was a succession of different dogs. I think they were mostly staffs, because when I went into the vets, I hadn't put Audio Boo on yet. We got into the vets and we went to go and sit down. This man said we could sit where there was two seats, and he went over the other side, and as we passed, his staff went rah! At Niall, so it wasn't very friendly. I think that was the one that was making a lot of the noises. It didn't make contact with him, but you know, it wasn't very friendly. Last night we were going to go for a walk tonight, but then we got fish and chips at while we were there, and we bumped. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, it's all right, it's Ronan going. I thought it was someone else coming down. I was just going to warn them they're on Audio Boo. Yes, we bumped into my mum's friend Sue in the vets, and she actually gave us a lift home, but we went and got fish and chips. So we had that, and then we were going to take the dogs for a walk, but we kind of felt a bit, oh, it's getting a bit late now, and it didn't look that nice out. So we did go for a walk last night, but we did a recce rather than taking them, which has probably turned out a bit just as well, really, because we went down into the cornfields, not the corn on the cob fields, but the actual fields where they'd been baling up the straw, which is all gone now, so they must have finished. But we actually saw two men in there, and we asked them what was in this field before, and they said wheat and barley, which is what I thought, and that's why there was the straw. We asked about the other field, the corn on the cobs, and they said it isn't corn on the cob, it's maize, but it's from the same family. It really feels like corn on the cobs. Anyway, we had a bit of a palaver, because when you go along the track, when you get in the first field, you can either go left into the maize field or right into the... we're in the middle field, and then you can go left into the maize field or right into the field where they did most of their baling. But when you go along that track, you can't actually get into the field on either side. It's divided into two by a track, and it's got like barbed wire. I thought barbed wire was illegal, but I think what they've done is, it's not a very high fence, and I think they've flattened the spikes down on the top. I think we can actually climb over it, but it would have been awkward walking with the dogs down there, because it's very narrow. Obi and I had to walk single file, which wasn't that easy either, because the ground's quite uneven. I think what we'll do when we do take the dogs is, I think I'll have a look at the fence again. I think we'll take an old towel, put it on top of the fence, and you know, make sure it's safe, and then just climb over it and lift the dogs over, because to be honest, I don't really want to walk along that track with them. But it leads to the woods. We found some woods. We didn't stay in there that long because it was getting dark, but we found a huge, you know, huge expanse of woods. We didn't walk through to the other side and find the meadow that those women said existed, but we will do that at another time. But we didn't stay in there very long because it was starting to get dark. We sat down. We found a tree trunk and sat down on that, and then we stayed about 10 minutes, had a drink of water, and then we walked back. But we didn't walk back through the field along the track. We walked diagonally across the field because we wanted to ask the men about, you know, that we could see working. We wanted to ask them what they were doing and stuff. So we actually didn't follow the same track back. We walked diagonally across the field. So we had to get over or under the barbed wire. Now, it wasn't that high. I think I could have got over it okay, but Obi got underneath it easily. But I panicked because I was frightened it was going to catch the back of my neck, although I've got very thick hair. I thought it was going to get stuck on my dress or something like that. And you had to go down quite low, and it was overgrown there. There's all grass and stinging nettles, and he had jeans on, but I got stung to blazes up both legs, all around my ankles and on my backside. It went through my dress and obviously my underwear. So I wasn't too happy about that, but it was quite funny, I suppose. And it's awkward to get so low down, and because I didn't know what I was dealing with the stingers and that, I was saying, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it. So he literally had to drag me through. He dragged me through from the other side. I was a bit of a baby. Because at first, when he was trying to, he was saying, bend your head right down, bend your head right down. No, lower than that. But what he didn't do, I wanted to feel, put my hand, he was frightened of me touching the wire in case I hurt myself, but I wanted to feel where it was, because I don't know if you know what I mean, if you can't see. If you've got to go underneath something, you want to put your hand on it so you can know how far you've got to bend down. It's no good someone saying down, down, down. No, a bit further. So anyway, I'd managed to get under it, but we want to get to the woods, and I don't know, if we walk along the first track that goes through the middle field, there might be a way right down the other end where we can get into the field. I don't know, we might have to experiment with that, but I did feel quite weary when I was out, to be honest, so I was glad we didn't take the dogs, and I hope that, I don't feel too bad today. I just think that hopefully over the weekend, Obi's working in the morning, he's working tomorrow night, he's working Sunday night, and Monday I'll be out till the evening because, you know, he needs time to rest. So, and I don't think he's working Tuesday, maybe Tuesday night or Wednesday or something. We can go earlier in the day. I like the evening walks, but it's starting to draw in a bit now, so I actually would like to go in the daytime and in the afternoon and see, go down to the woods in the afternoon. Anyway, I'm glad we found them. Yeah, we did. And the two men that we saw said there's a farm about a mile from where we were, which was at this end. So it's probably right now near where the woods are. There's another farm. So one day we're going to go exploring and see what we can see down there. Apparently they grow vegetables and they supply all the local supermarkets. Anyway, that's about it, really. At least we got the dogs vaccinated, and Niall doesn't need to have his teeth done, thankfully, which is good. So the bone's paid off. And poor old Yusuf, he's got a have his teeth done, but he'll probably be in the next month or so. That'll be good. I'll be glad when that's done. That's my washing machine making rude noises down the plug hole. I'm in the living room, but I'm sure it's going to pick it up. Anyway, I'm going to go now because I've got things to do. The time's getting on, and oh my god, it's going to go into a spin now and it shakes the floor. Because we've got a false floor out there. Because in all the other houses along this road, that room that's my kitchen is everyone else's garage. But someone who ever had this house before, when it was pre-owned, changed the garage into an extension. It's the kitchen. And so they've put a false floor on it, and when the washing machine really goes into a spin, it shakes the house down, believe me, almost. Well, it feels like it's going to. Anyway, take care, everyone, and bye for now.